Systemic Teaching About Christian Life Series Walking in Newness of Life Distribution conditions of this material are described at zoominchristianlife.org. Subject of this audio Walking Zealous for Good Works Chapter 1 Called by God to be able to walk in good works This new material is a continuation of the subjects of the Walking in Newness of Life series and is preceded by the following themes. 1. To be, to abide, to live, to walk, and to bear fruit in Christ. 2. Rooted and established in Christ. 3. The singular freedom of living and walking in Christ. 4. Walking in Newness of Life. 5. Walking as holy people or belonging to the Lord. 6. Walking in an acceptable and worthy manner of God. In the first three themes mentioned above, we address different aspects that are complementary to each other in the Lord's call for a Christian to walk in the newness of life in Christ Jesus and that support this call, starting to see the subject of walking in newness of life itself in more detail from the other three topics mentioned above. Yet in the last three themes mentioned above, we aim to show, through the scriptures, that the fact that every Christian in the present world is called to walk in the newness of life also means that each one of them is called to present oneself personally to God in the vivified way one received from the Lord and as holy or belonging to the Lord who has separated this person from the path of darkness and death, putting him or her in the way of light and eternal life to walk pleasantly, acceptably, or worthy of God. In the themes mentioned above, we highlight that the salvation offered by God to human beings is a from, to so that a person can also effectively start to live and walk in the condition to which one has been saved. Therefore, presenting oneself personally to God in a way that is living, holy, and worthy of the Lord expresses three essential practical and integral aspects of effectively walking in the newness of life in Christ. Since God's salvation allows a person to become constituted as a Christian, granting the newness of life and the condition of separation from the power of darkness to belong to the kingdom of the Son of Love of the Heavenly Father, it is also rational, sober, or evident to expect that each Christian starts to present oneself to the Lord according to one's new condition that God has granted. Nevertheless, if we go a little further into the question of the purpose for which a Christian was saved in Christ Jesus, we can find from the scriptures that the call for an individual also to present one's life to God in a living, holy, and acceptable way is still aimed at achieving a next step in this regard. God's salvation, granted by heavenly grace to those who receive it through faith in Christ Jesus, has the purpose of giving, to those saved by it, all the provision so that each saved person or Christian can present oneself to God, including with one's body and its members, quickened, holy, and worthy of the Lord. In turn, however, this provision for the Christian to present oneself to God in a way that is alive, holy, and worthy of the Lord is also associated with yet another aspect of the purpose for which this call is extended to a Christian. In other words, what we are seeking to highlight at this point is that God's salvation, which also grants the condition of a saved person or a Christian being able to present oneself to God in a living, holy, and worthy way, does not aim at a person only to be able to offer oneself in this new condition to God, but also that one may begin to experience results from one's new position before the Lord or in the Lord. The salvation of God offered to human beings through heavenly grace, and which can be received through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and His work on the cross of Calvary, offers then, among other points, 1. The from, to, that is, the way for people to leave the path of eternal perdition to receive eternal life in the Lord. 2. An entirely new condition before God for those who have arrived at the to they were saved for. 3. The possibility and provision for a saved person or a Christian to start practicing works according to the new condition to which one was saved or came to have in one's Lord. When God calls Christians to present themselves to Him in the condition of the newness of life that has already been granted to them, The Lord shows us that the granting of this novelty is not conferred on Christians for them to merely find themselves in this new condition but devoid of purposes for their lives. If so, the Lord would be calling people to receive the newness of life, but without the sense that this novelty is indeed lived, externalized, or applied in practical and profitable ways. It would be a concession of the newness of life for it not to be actually lived, experienced, or used. The first objective of the salvation offered by God to human beings is undoubtedly to redeem them and rescue them from the condition of perdition and death, plus a second objective, which is the granting of the newness of life for which people are saved in Christ Jesus. However, what we are trying to underline at this point is that there is still a third aspect for which the newness of life is bestowed, which is that this newness of life is actually used or lived, which, in turn, is also expressed by the choices, works, or actions that a person can start to adopt due to the fact of having received the novelty of life granted by the Lord. God's salvation is a from, to for a person to find oneself in the to in which one has the newness of life, but this, in turn, so that one can start to act according to the to in which one has passed to be placed when saved. Again, in other words, God's salvation is the remission and redemption of people from the way of death and in which their works are equated to dead works in what concerns eternity. However, to salvation is also added the granting of a new condition of life in which, in addition to receiving the newness of life and its virtues in the heart, people still have the privilege of being able to present themselves made alive to God to practice good works and experience what results from living and walking in the novelty of life granted to them. We understand that it is very significant to emphasize that in the newness of life, a Christian can start to practice or walk in good works, for due to the remaining mentalities similar to those of the first covenant or the law of Moses, already revoked or considered obsolete by the Lord, many people still see God's call to them to perform good works as a call to an obligation or to submit to the rites and heavy burdens of slavery or religion. Here it is worth clarifying, then, that it is not the good works to which God calls people to walk that enslave them, but it is the evil works, the works of sin, of the first covenant, or the works called dead that enslave people under the heavy, arduous, and deadly yokes or burdens. Therefore, being able to walk in good works or the practice of good works is a privilege through which a person can sow the newness of life received or can collaborate for a greater manifestation of the newness of life granted by the Lord. Being able to walk in good works or the practice of good works is the normal or expected result of those who received the newness of life also to live and walk in the novelty of life received. A person who has not previously received the newness of life is not able to sow and be productive in what results from the novelty of life because one does not have the newness of life in him or her to be able to act through it. That is, by being deprived of the Lord's newness of life, an individual does not become able to walk in good works or in the practice of good works in which God calls people to walk. For a Christian, the call to walk in the good works of God, or to do good works in line with the will of the Lord, demonstrates how vast is the extent of God's provision and enablement of salvation in one's life, to the point of an individual, in the Lord, being able to produce good fruits for one's life, the lives of one's fellow men, and that also are cooperative with the kingdom of God. A Christian, saved from the condition of perdition and the path of death, in addition to receiving eternal life in the Lord, still receives, also in the Lord, the privilege or possibility of bearing fruit and multiplying the newness of life received, thus becoming, in addition to being saved by the Lord, a cooperator or co-worker in the newness of life and God's work in the world. The opportunity for people to be productive in the Lord and the call to be privileged to be co-workers with Him has always been part of God's purpose, which aspect is available to be achieved in Christ Jesus after receiving salvation and the condition of being in Him to be able to present oneself to God in a living, holy, and worthy of the Lord way, as clearly evidenced in the text that follows below. Ephesians 2:4-10. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. In Christ Jesus, a person finds both one's remission and redemption from the path of perdition and death, as well as the conditions and capabilities to no longer be given over to the unfruitful works of darkness, being able, still, in the Lord, to become a fruitful instrument for a great variety of good works. Christ is God's way of salvation for a person to come to the newness of life in God. However, Christ is also the way for a person to come to live, walk, and be fruitful in the novelty of life made available in God. Ephesians 5:8-14. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light.